Beg your pardon, I ain't at the garden. I'm a Harlem nigga, I'm at Dykeman. My favorite shooter had a Swiss stace, tryna stay low from indictments. I've been the same nigga since diapers. Same nigga with no license. Same nigga caught the train, nigga. Now I'm getting brain from your wifey. You need a pass just to come round. I need that roly face bust down. Tryna chill cause it's Ramadan, but I kill these niggas when that sun down. I ain't cool unless a gun round. You can lose your life over 1 pound. Take my time in the trap, stressing. I'm bagging up in a rush now. Fuck what you thought. This not LA, so we ain't driving by. We gon' pull up and park. Catch you at the light, make it get dark. In the night with bitches taking it off. I'm just trying to get my cake up. My bitch bad with no makeup. Gunning for you, got a hungry lawyer. Go up in the court and chew the case up. Bully probably pull a Rafe up. I been thinking about that ghost shit. I'm retarded when it come to cops. On my mama, I don't know shit.
We're here.
Yes, yes, yes.
CNT Podcast, we're back.
Oh, man, I had a great week. Coming off a strong week, man. It's 10-4. Like, come on, man. Nobody's seeing me. Not even my co-host.
That time you beat me, finally.
Before we start, I just have a confession to make, man. Last week, I told everybody, if you pick Arizona Cardinals, you smoking crack.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do next game? I picked the Arizona Cardinals for the pool. The reason why is because I did some more research on it and I did more digging into definitely liked what I saw, liked the matchups and everything. Even with Stanton, I was confident that the Cardinals would come out with a win, and that's exactly what they did. That goes to show you, man, the first choice.
Don't listen to Carl.
Yeah, so that goes to show you the first choice ain't always the right choice. Just go back and do your homework. And that's exactly what I did.
You took a risk, and I was just watching that game, just waiting for
you. But every week is a risk, honestly.
I was going to laugh so hard if they lost and they had the survival pool.
I bet you would have.
That's true. But, you know, Carl and I are still alive in our league. Only have one pick. We'll get to who I think's going to win moving forward, but definitely listen to us and pay attention because we'll help you win some big money.
Let's get it.
All right, moving into the first game. Tomorrow night, Thursday, we have Denver going to San Diego in an AFC West matchup. What's the spread for this? Who do you like in this game?
Oh, the spread for this one is Denver 3.5. I expect the Chargers to start off strong like they normally do, but I definitely expect Denver maybe not to win by a field goal, probably less. It's going to be a close game, but I could see a blowout because it is a Thursday night game and blowouts are common. So I'm definitely going with Denver in this. I expect it to be close, but if it's not, whatever. Brandon Flowers is out.
Yeah.
So give me some Emmanuel Sanders.
And Verrett's hurt.
Give me some DT. Simeon's back at quarterback.
Yeah.
Paxton Lynch, he's the man. He got an arm. I like him. The line wasn't holding up for him. But Simeon definitely outplayed him in the games he played. So give me some Simeon, man.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see that in the future, what they do. Because Simeon's look great. And when they put Paxton in, obviously he has all the physical tools, but just wasn't clicking the same way.
And the line wasn't holding up, man. They some snakes for that.
Absolutely. They wanted Trevor back.
Yeah, exactly.
Another player that I really like in this game is Melvin Gordon. One thing that the Broncos do, and they're one of the best defenses, they give a lot of points to the running backs, especially running backs that can catch. We saw Tevin light them up last week.
Melvin Gordon, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Melvin Gordon just been fumbling, man.
Yeah.
He got fumbling issues.
He does that.
Yeah, week to week fumbles.
But, you know,
costly too.
With all the receivers falling off for the Chargers, I mean, he's going to get a lot of looks. Just, there's no doubt about it. Just out of sheer volume that he'll have. I'd say he's definitely a player to target in DFS, and I don't think he'll be elite owned. He's had a really good season so far, but definitely someone you can look at.
And possibly, because Melvin Gordon had those fumbles, they might probably try to incorporate Dexter McCluster some more.
Yeah.
So you could keep an eye out on that and try to figure out that situation.
I could see him break one off, but right now this Denver defense is just way too strong and versatile. I have them winning this game. I have them winning pretty handily.
Can't stop the run for it.
Not at all. Bosa look good, though. Bosa looked really good.
Bosa.
Really good.
Man.
Yeah.
Yo, Chargers have something to be happy about on defense.
They definitely do.
Yeah. Bosa came out strong.
And they'll have an early pick next year, too. Probably get another defensive player. They're going to be good. They're going to be in a good position. All right, moving on. We got this matchup. Well, actually, it's good. It's exciting because Kaepernick started. We have San Francisco going to Buffalo.
Oh, man, West Coast team coming all the way to the East Coast. It's going to be 10 o'clock for them in their body.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going with Buffalo. The spread is 7.5. I don't know if it's going to be that big. I got Buffalo winning this game, though. Give me some Tyrod. He's been on a tear lately. Can't stop him. LeSean McCoy, he's been on fire. DFS, fantasy, whatever. Just throw him out there. His usage rating is up through the roof. As well as somebody who's been coming on strong lately. Well, last game he had nice catches and caught all his passes, which is Charles Clay.
Oh, Charles Clay, he's finally living up to that,
yeah,
that contract they gave him. Finally.
We finally get to see my man, Mr. Kaepernick.
I'm really excited for that. I hope he has a great matchup, and I think that
I don't know,
he's going to be good.
His defense isn't coming on strong.
And that,
this is the defense I expected, man.
Yeah.
Last year was just like, wow, this is not the defense, but this is the defense. They're already about to match their sack total from last year.
And you know what's crazy about it still is you look at this defense and who's really balling out. Lorenzo Alexander.
Yo,
is,
oh my gosh, he's killing it.
He wasn't a starter
last
year.
He's killing it. What, Oakland last year?
Yeah, no, he's like not like a lead player,
yeah,
like a star player, and he's really taking on. Zach Brown, too, a player that was cut by the Titans.
Yeah.
And he's coming to the Bills. I think they signed him in week two.
Exactly.
And
man,
he's really making a name for himself.
That's all Rex needed was players that won the play.
And you know what? I got to say, as a Jets fan, and obviously anyone can say whatever they want to me right now, revisionist history. Look, Rex knows defense. He doesn't know a lot of stuff, but he knows defense.
And he got his brother with him.
Yeah, and they're putting something together there with lesser talent than they expected. Mm. They're going to get Shaq Lawson back soon.
Yeah,
that's going to be interesting. But right now, it's Zach Brown, Lorenzo Alexander, Jerry Hughes. They're really working together well.
I love it.
I think they even benched Marcel Darius last week, too.
Oh, no. He was hurt. His hamstring injury.
Okay.
So he didn't play, and they don't know about this week.
Okay.
That's a tricky injury, man.
And their nickel cornerback is winning all these awards, too.
Ah, my boy, Roby.
Roby Coleman.
Yeah, Roby Coleman.
Yeah.
Yo, where did Coleman come from?
I don't know.
What? I was confused. I thought it was a different player.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I mean, that's a really solid quarterback trio, too.
Man.
So, this is a rough matchup for the 49ers. I expect them to run the ball a lot with Carlos Hyde.
Yeah,
this read option with Kaepernick is going to be really interesting to see how they put this together.
I don't know, man. My boy Duke Williams got the scoop on Cap. They went to school together. They both went to Nevada.
Yeah.
And so he played with him, so he knows what's going on, man.
I think Cap's going to ball out personally. I hope he does, but we'll see. One other thing to not select. Do not pick this player that balled out last week. Do not take Jeremy Curley. Do not do that. You're going to think that you're being sneaky. It's going to be low on in DFS.
Yeah.
It's going to be cheap in DFS. Don't take him.
The only player I'll target here is Hyde.
Yeah.
Carlos Hyde.
Off of sheer volume.
He's becoming like matchup proof because of the volume, and he's getting like a touchdown. Like,
number four
week.
Fantasy running back this season.
Matchup proof.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he might not get that many yardage, but he definitely going to get them touchdowns.
He'll definitely get in the end zone.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you said, same thing. You always look for the coast-to-coast lineup, especially when it's west to east. I think Buffalo has this one in a really close, ugly game. A lot of turnovers, but it'll be interesting to see how these teams continue to progress.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got a battle of the NFC East. We have Philadelphia going to Washington.
Philadelphia versus Washington, man. Philadelphia lost one that they should have won. I think they was coming off the bye a little weak, and then they started off strong in the second half, but they just felt so short. Philly is favored 2.5 in this game. What's the word on Reed? Reed Dallas.
Oh. He's probably not going to play. He's got his sixth concussion in his sixth year of playing. It's scary. That's like that's legitimately, we're talking Austin Colley. We're talking about a player that's had so many concussions that like he needs to look in the mirror. As much of a talent as he is, on top of the fact that the Eagles were the top team at defending the tight end this year, so he wasn't going to have a huge impact anyways. But he's showing concussion-like symptoms. It's a good chance he doesn't play.
Okay.
No official word yet, but for someone that's had concussion issues in the past, and he's missed weeks in the past for concussions, I don't expect him to play personally.
So, yeah, give me some Philly, man. I like Philly in this matchup. Like I said, they started to get it back together in the second half of the game last week. And I expect them to start off strong this game, especially versus a divisional opponent. And I just don't know what's going on. Penderson's doing in the backfield, man. You just need to stick to one back and stop all these different carries. Let one back get going.
Yeah.
You're messing up the flow. You keep putting all these different backs and let Ryan Matthews or Sproles get these carries, man.
That's a fantasy football player right there. He's doing it because none of them are good.
Exactly.
They're all good at one thing, but they're not good at anything together.
But, yeah, I expect Washington's one of the worst teams in all. Well, I'm defending the run, so
yeah.
Give me some Sproles, give me some Ryan Matthews in this. I don't want Wendell.
Smallwood. You know, Kenwan Burner's gonna steal fucking touchdowns.
Yeah, I don't want any of these.
The last
players.
Person you expect is gonna take it, but
I expect their defense to hold strong. Rashad Breeland's supposed to be coming back, so I don't know how that's gonna work out, but give me some Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And, you know, Breland being back will definitely help, but he was getting cooked all season.
Yeah.
They did lose D'Angelo Hall, who's a starting safety going into the season. Sewell Craven, who's also been balling out, he's not going to play either, and he's a great cover
linebacker.
He's not going to play. He's hurt. So I think that's going to spell an interesting game for Jordan Matthews and also maybe Zach Ertz.
Mm-hmm.
Just as players at the seam. Obviously, you want to shy away from Aguilar or any other player that's going to be playing outside with Norman. But right now, I think those are the inside of the field is what makes this team so competitive. And Wentz just looks really, really impressive.
Through his first interception.
He did. And
yeah, but
that, too.
He's fighting to come back to win the
and
game.
Nelson Aguilar made no effort on that either.
Yeah.
I have Philly winning this as well. I just think that overall they're a better team. And I'm retracting my statements early in the year about them not being ready. I think this is a team that's going to win this division. So.
I mean, but we both said their defense is going to be the strong point of this
own
team, and it is, but
we didn't expect
the offense to be this good. So I'm definitely going to retract that statement when I said that offense was not going to have anything. This offense is, it's clicking.
Yeah.
What can you say? Can't say anything bad. It's clicking.
Yeah.
Wentz is doing what he's supposed to be doing, and he only threw that pick because he was trying to get the win. Force pick to end of the game, so it's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, moving on, we got a team of probably two teams getting the top two picks in the league. Next year, we have Cleveland at Tennessee.
Cleveland at Tennessee, man. Cleveland, what can I say, man? They've been fighting hard.
Yeah.
Tennessee, they did their thing, and they've been winning these games on the road. I like what I'm seeing from them. They just not winning the games at home. But this is the week where I think Tennessee could come up big and win it at home. Don't even know who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. I expect Mariota to go off in this game. Delanie Walker is a good pickup in this game. That's their major receiving threat. And Don DeMarco.
Yeah.
Give me all of Don DeMarco. Matchup proof. Another running back that's matchup proof.
Yeah, I like all of them. I don't like Mariota, but I love Don this week. I'm going to have a lot of presence in him in my DFS.
Why don't you
lines.
Like Mariota? They got a lot of injuries on that defensive front.
They do, but he hasn't shown it to me yet. I can get it if like you want to
run one last week. They designed a run play for him.
That's what he should be doing, but like he has been looking really rough, like passing the ball so far.
Oh yeah,
there's not really any options for
him.
Yeah. Like there's no options for him to throw to either outside. So.
Rashard Matthews begged to differ with his touchdown.
I don't think anyone's worried about Rashard Matthews. But we'll see. I think Tennessee definitely wins this game. They're playing really tough football right now. The line's getting together. Don DeMarco is a top three running back this year so far.
Yeah.
Their defense has been pretty good, too. They had a really active game against the Dolphins.
Can't run
on
them, man.
Yeah, so having said that, the Cleveland Browns, we don't know who's going to start. I think Cody Kessler's hurt, so it's going to be the Kevin Hogan.
I heard Josh McCown was practicing.
Oh, if that's the case, that changes everything.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I like Terrell Pryor in this game. I always like Terrell Pryor just for the fact that he's going to get a lot of targets anyways. He'll probably throw a few balls too. So this had a volume of opportunities. I like him a lot. He's still pretty relatively
Tennessee
low.
Favored by 7.
Okay.
Think it's going to be close?
I see them getting that. I see them controlling the clock with the running game. I don't think that the Browns are made for that up front, so I think Tennessee can win this game and cover the spread as well.
Yeah, they definitely control the clock with the run game. I agree.
Two teams that are pretty similar coming up next, both shaky but when on efficient passing games and odd defenses that aren't really that effective. We have the Ravens going to the Giants.
Oh, man, this game, I was looking at it. This is a tough game to call right here. The simple fact that Giants got their back on the wall, and they need a win, and Eli's been playing like shit lately. He was our Jordan Meme Week 5 player of the week.
Did you call him Meme?
Meme. I definitely did. I said Meme.
Yeah.
That's definitely my mom's friend name. M-I-M-I. But, yeah, I expect... Shout out to Meme, Florida. Stand up. But I definitely expect the Giants to win this game. I definitely think they're going to hold down the home... front. Giants need this win badly to get back into things. I could see Odell Beckham going off against that secondary as long as Eli's on.
Yeah.
I don't see them being able to move the ball on the ground. And hell, to be honest, man, just start Paul Perkins.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Just start him.
Sense.
Give him all the carries.
Yeah.
Him or Rainey.
He's clearly better than everyone else.
Orleans Darkwa is not doing it.
Yeah. No, and this is the opposite. This is a very movable object against a very stoppable force. So you have the Giants offense with no running game, shaky passing against the Ravens defense that's really bad against the pass. So something has
not
to get.
Not really bad.
They're pretty
they're bad. Not
they're
really. No, they're up there. Their defense is the middle of the pack.
What they should, if the Giants were playing like the Giants, this should be a blowout. The amount of talent that they have outside, it all comes down to Eli and even the threat of a running game. But right now there isn't a threat. So you can just drop everyone back and not have to worry about it. And the Ravens have enough talent up front.
But they're secondary. They got a lot of secondary. They just signed Cody Sensabaugh. The Giants signed Cody Sensabaugh because they have a lot of injuries to their secondary. I think Leon Hall went down with an injury.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about the Ravens secondary.
Oh,
yeah. No. So I think that the Giants, you know, their receivers should match up really well against the secondary. And I think Odell obviously is going to get open. It's a matter of Eli can hit him. Shepard, once again, is going to have a lot of opportunity as well.
But are you going to go back to that Odell well? That's the thing.
They have to. I mean, that's their bread
and butter. I'm talking about for DFS.
Oh, me? No, absolutely
no. Yeah. No. I burned like 2 weeks in a row.
Absolutely. Fuck that. Yeah. No, I'll have the Shepard player too, definitely.
Yeah,
just out of the fact it'll be cheaper and probably get a lot of targets, but no, I don't have that. You know, this is an interesting game, but Giants are just so disorganized right now. I got to give it to the Ravens, but
on
the
road.
Yeah, I wouldn't be shocked if the Giants took it either. But the Giants are kind of crumbling right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on. And Eli is just a streaky player when you put pressure on him. And I think the writing's on the wall that if you send enough people, he's going to make an errant throw or two. And the Ravens have some players up front. They're young, but they have some dogs up front that I can see them making some noise.
Yeah, the only reason I really have the Giants winning this because I don't see Steve Smith is hurt for Baltimore. And he's just like the person who moves to change.
Finally making some plays, though. Finally making some plays. The touchdown last
week.
He's getting open. He's very fast. Still Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
They're tight ends. They have like four tight ends.
Yeah.
Each one that you don't expect to catch a touchdown will. So there's options. The Giants defense is obviously
But improved. They need to. Yeah, I think Giants going to have something to prove here. But yeah, I agree. So you got the Raiders. I got the Giants.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Baltimore Ravens. I got the Giants.
Yeah. All right, cool. So next game we got battle at NFC South. We got the Carolina Panthers going to New Orleans.
We're back. Oh my God. I've been waiting for this, man. Just the first game back off the bye. But sad to report, of course, it wouldn't be New Orleans if I didn't tell you. We have another injury to the secondary.
In practice.
Eric Harris, man, our safety. Delvin Bro's boy, the one that he referred us to, is hurt. Out for the year, probably. ACL injury.
Picking off Drew Brees in practice.
Picking him off, man. But, hey, it is what it is. Next man up. We're struggling. That's right. But Cam Newton's playing this game. They got Carolina still, as I'm looking at it, favored by 3. And this game's going to be a shootout. It's going to be in the dome. Everybody's a go in this for
Absolutely.
DFS. Everybody's a go for this in DFS. Carolina's still starting 2 rookie cornerbacks. I don't know if Bradbury's going to play this week, but even if he's another rookie. But Saints should definitely put up a lot of points. Carolina should put up a lot of points. Cam, yeah. But the only thing I would caution you to do is watch out for the Carolina receivers because Saints don't give up deep passes like that. And if we do see a long pass, a deep pass going, definitely gonna get a flag. Let's get it.
Yeah, definitely. There's so much to watch for this game.
We keep everything up front.
Yeah. I think you have to have presence in Kelvin. You have to have presence in Greg Olsen, who even with Derek Anderson was just a monster, had over 150 yards last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these dome games are always offensive shootouts. Yeah. There's definitely some players you want to target, too. Is Willie Snead healthy now? Is he coming back? Yeah, so
definitely
look at him. Cooks has burned me so many times this season. I'm kind of afraid to even use him anymore.
Nah, rookie corners, man. Cooks going to burn
me. I hope so, man. It's about time. He's left me stranded a few weeks now. But, you know, overall, this is going to be a really high-scoring game. Drew Brees should definitely be in some of your lineups as well. I think this game, I wouldn't be surprised if each team scored somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah, man.
You know what? And I'll give you an upset. I got the Saints winning this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't give you my pick. And you know I'm going with my boys, New Orleans. I'm definitely not biased. I'll go with another team when I think they're going to win.
You have before. Yeah.
I have New Orleans going to win this game.
I mean, the Panthers
I think they
are bad.
They want Cam to ease up on running, and that's where Cam kills us. But I think we'll do a good job prepping for this. Last year, we lost both games, very close games, by the way. They just had Josh Norman, and he was just shutting it down. He broke up a Cook's touchdown in the end zone, but to end the game and stuff like that, that happens. They no more Josh Norman, so we're going to see what they do this time.
And watch Ingram, too, because Jacquizz Rodgers was just cutting them up.
Oh, Jonathan Stewart come back, too.
Okay. About that.
He usually eats us up. He usually gets some good yards. But
like I said, it's going to be a shootout. Yeah. But the Panthers' defense looked really, really bad on Monday. So, short week. I'm not too worried about them.
I agree. I didn't even put that into my account.
Yeah.
Short week.
Yeah, so I just had the Saints win in a very high-scoring game. You can't go wrong with as many players as you want on each team. This is a good game. All right, moving on. We got a Jacksonville Jaguars going to Chicago right now. The quietly not bad Bears.
Okay, you know, Jacksonville, man, they're coming off the bye. Mm-hmm. Chicago's home, favored by 2.5. This is another game I was looking at, but I'm going to go with the home team in this, and you give me some Chicago. I expect them to create some turnovers, get some turnovers off of Bortles. I just don't know. They won't be able to get the running game going.
Yeah, no, definitely. The Jaguars are stagnant right now, and they're just lucky that they're in the division that they are, where they can even, you know, not have all hope lost for the season.
Yeah,
but,
man,
you know, the Bears, you have to give so much credit to John Fox for working with this team, because he's had a backup player for every level, a quarterback, running back, receiver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the entire defense.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
And so I think that he really deserves a lot of credit. Having said that, love Jordan Howard this week. He's really improved. I'll tell you what, when Langford comes back, they should keep starting Howard.
Yeah, Jaguars.
Because he looks a lot better.
Yeah, Jaguars, that's where they don't excel in the run defense.
You
can attack them in the run defense. Pass defense, not so much. But run, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so definitely look for Jordan Howard. Brian Hoyer would probably be a really cheaply owned quarterback, too. I don't think he's had a crazy game, but I wouldn't be shocked to see him put up 2 touchdowns. And obviously, at the other side of the ball, Allen Robinson's always a threat.
Yeah, I expect him to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I could definitely see him having a big game as well. But all in all, Jacksonville has been really disorganized. And on paper, this is a great team. But maybe it's Gus Bradley. Maybe it's just that all the players are like under 25. I don't know.
Yeah, but their offensive line, they addressed it a little bit. But it's still something's wrong with that offensive line, man.
Yeah, so this is not a finished product. There's a lot of talent.
And then can't forget the Bears got a nice defensive front.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a couple of injuries, but they're still strong up there.
Yeah, so having said that, I got the Bears winning this one.
Yeah, the Bears too. So we both for the Bears.
All right, so let's moving on. We got the Rams going to Detroit.
Okay, man, Detroit home in the dome, favored by 3 in this game. I don't know if my boy Ziggy Ansah is gonna be playing, but he's practicing on limited basis. Even if he doesn't play, I'm definitely going with Detroit in this one. My boy from the Rams, Trumaine Johnson, is out for this one. Got injured last week. Best player on their defense. He's the deep
what?
On the secondary.
Okay.
I meant to say, sorry. I'm about to go crazy. And he's out. So they signed Dwayne Gratz this past week.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going with Detroit. I think they could take advantage of that secondary. Might be a game where Golden Tate goes off. Last year, he had 2 touchdowns against them. Not that many yardage, but he had 2 touchdowns against them. So definitely look into that.
They're using Golden Tate. Interesting, too. He had 3 rushes last game. So.
Oh, yeah. Nah, they've been doing that since the first game.
I don't see him doing that a lot against this defensive front, but I like Marvin Jones' game. I like Eric Ebron. And,
if
course,
he plays.
Yeah, I love Stafford. I think Stafford's going to really eat the secondary up and just get his splits at home versus away are night and day.
Yeah.
And home against a weak secondary like this, I think he's good for 3 touchdowns. So
yeah, man.
Definitely taking Stafford in this game and have the Lions winning because of that.
You taking anybody from the Rams? Like, who would you look at the Rams?
I don't really like taking running backs super high, especially Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
I play DraftKings, this full-point PPR. He doesn't really catch the ball, so
yeah.
I don't really trust him in this game, especially in a game I think they'll be down in. So I'm not really into anyone in this game.
I would say give me some tape, huh?
Yeah.
Because he could line up anywhere.
Yeah, especially in the dome, too. I could see him, like, getting a punt return or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's such a gamble, and that can really make or break your lineup when you have Tavon getting 2, and if you have everyone else getting double digits. It happened to me last year. It cost me a lot of money. I got Detroit winning this one. I don't think it's really close.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have my survivor pick of the week.
Okay.
We got Pittsburgh at Miami.
Okay.
What do you like about
this game? This game got Pittsburgh favored by 7.5. This game is tricky, man. I think it's a trap. I really think it's a trap.
You love Miami.
No. It's not even I love Miami. Come on, man. I already told you. I'm taking off the Cape for Miami. Yeah, I'm taking off the Cape. During the summer podcast, I said Miami.
10-6.
They would be 10-6. I mean, they only lost 4 games, but nah.
It's been 5 games. It's been 5 games. They lost 4. It's been 5 games. They lost 80% of the games.
Yeah. So I'm definitely taking off the Cape, man. This team is horrible. They just released like 3 offensive linemen during the week.
So bad.
Ravens actually picked up Billy.
Good.
No, I don't want no more Miami.
Good.
No.
Yeah, get off that bandwagon.
But I think this is a trap game for the simple fact that when Miami and Pittsburgh always play, the games are always close. Never a blowout. Probably not even more than 3 points. And as well as Ben Roethlisberger is not as strong as he is at home as he is on the road. So I don't know, but I'm going with Pittsburgh for the simple fact that Le'Veon Bell is just a monster. He can't be stopped. They got him at wide receiver now and everything, as well as Antonio Brown. They don't have the secondary to cover Antonio Brown. They bring in back Brian Maxwell because of an injury to Xavier Howard.
Xavier Howard.
Yeah. He got injured, so they bring him back on in. Brian Maxwell, and I think AB is going to eat. Eli Rogers is coming back. He's going to eat. Jesse James is going to eat. They give up a lot of points to tight ends. Who else? I don't know about Colts, because Colts got an injury to his hand, and he was sporting a cast, so I don't even know if he plays.
That's an excuse for dropping the ball every fucking other pass.
Nah, he actually switched gloves mid-game versus the Jets.
Yeah. I think the Steelers...
I don't think Wheaton's going to play.
Nah, I'm not worried. I mean, look, simple facts, they have Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown, and there's no one on the defense who can even come close to competing against these two players. Linebackers are really bad. Secondary is really better than Rashad Jones.
Their linebacker core, they don't make zero plays.
Yeah, they're really bad. So,
game base only.
Having said that, I think that this game is going to be a blowout. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the Landry Jones game where you see Ben come out like midway through the third quarter.
Oh, dang,
I think it's going to be that bad.
You drawling,
I think it's going to be ugly. Especially if the weather holds up in Miami and it's relatively sunny out, it's going to air it out. So I think that Ben's going to have a great game. He's had one of the best seasons of his career so far.
Mm-hmm.
No question. If you're in a Survivor League and you have Steelers, take him to this game. Trust me. I'm always against taking away teams, but this is an exception to the rule.
Okay.
Next up, we have a really good game. Two teams will probably be in the playoffs. We have Cincinnati going at New England.
Oh, man, this is a tough game right here, man. They got New England favored by 8.5 in this one. Cincinnati's not a bad team. What we saw last week, I was shocked, honestly. I didn't know that was even going to happen, or I didn't even know that was remotely possible.
Yeah,
that was crazy, but I don't expect that to happen again. Know what? I'm going on the opposite side. I'm going to go with the dog on this one.
Good.
And I'm going to go with Cincinnati.
I hope you're right.
Of course. You're tired of the Patriots.
I'm so tired of the Patriots.
I'm going to go with Cincinnati in this one. Just for the simple fact of that embarrassing loss, and I expect them to take advantage of the Patriots defense, which hasn't been that strong lately, as expected. So, yeah, give me Cincinnati in this one.
Yeah, definitely. And I think this is a game where AJ Green can really light it up.
Yeah.
I just like him this. Brandon LaFell revenge game.
Good one, having a touchdown too.
Eifert's got to be coming back soon as well. But like you said, the Patriots defense is strong. And
I don't think he practiced.
Yeah, no, I'm just wishful thinking. And on the other side too, I think the Bengals defense, they're pretty solid all around, especially in the secondary. I could see them matching up well, being a little creative with defending the Patriots game, Patriots offense, but I still have the Patriots winning this.
Okay.
They're just really good right now. I hope you're right. I would love to see them lose. Love to see them lose every single game for the rest of the season. But as of right now, I think that they're sitting on all cylinders. Another player I really like in this game is I think James White could be a real sleeper. Coming out of the backfield, the one Achilles heel in the Bengals' defense is their linebacking core.
Yeah.
Vontez is banged up, and even when he's healthy, he's a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
Maluga is slow. They just don't have a lot of speed in the linebacking, so they really can't keep up with running backs, and the safety is going to be occupied with the two tight ends. So I think that James White will find a lot of opportunities to take some big scores.
You think Bennett go off again like he did?
No, I think that Bennett is going to be more zoomed in, and that's going to open up more for Gronk, and they're going to keep going back and forth throughout this whole song and dance, and whenever one is covered, the other one will be open.
Mm.
I can see them both having a big game. But I think this is Gronk's game this week.
What you think about, give me something about any of the receivers?
Chris Hogan,
yeah, man, we called that last week.
We did.
He just didn't score a touchdown.
He's
going to
be.
Damn, them yardage definitely made up for it.
I'll say he's a bigger and equally as fast, not as shifty, but equally as fast and more durable version of Edelman.
Yeah,
I think he's really going to start taking over and be the number one receiver going forward because he really seems to be in sync with Brady. So
yeah, man, especially on the deep ball.
Oh, definitely.
He's just going to stay on his feet.
Yeah. All right, so next game up, we got Kansas City at Oakland in a hostile environment.
Ah, man, this game is going to be good. This is a sneaky game for like a major shootout. I like Oakland, though, man.
Yeah,
they've been talking about Oakland since the summer. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oakland is here. Carr is the man. Kansas City coming off the bye. Jamal Charles taking off the training wheels.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming back full force. But Kansas City defense just doesn't do it for me, man.
Me neither.
So for that reason only, this game's actually a pickle. So this is going to be – they know this is going to be a close game.
Yeah.
So I'm going with Oakland in this one. I expect Carr to take advantage of that secondary. Give me Oakland.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Latavius, I don't think Latavius Murray's going to play. Desmond Washington's going to play. And Jalen Richard. But I don't want any of those, man.
Oh,
they did me dirty last week. Did me dirty.
Doing me dirty.
So I'm definitely going with, if I had to go with running back in this game, definitely be Jamal Charles.
Yeah, I'm not taking a running back in this game.
Mm-hmm.
I think two players to target is the Carr Crabtree stack is just unstoppable right now. So
yeah, definitely.
Definitely got to look at that. This game strikes me as one of those games, like what every Raiders game has been like, where it comes down to the wire, and then the last second check, Del Rio makes a ballsy move and tells them to go for two when they only need one.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Because of that, and because they're at home, are the Raiders winning this? I think the Raiders are going to be in the wild card,
mm-hmm.
Just have the strength of their offense alone. Defense needs to start stepping it up,
4-1.
Yeah, but their defense needs to start stepping it up. We need to see more from them because that was supposed to be the bread and butter
of this
team.
Yeah, Sean Smith has been coming on strong.
Sean Smith has been good the last two games, but the safeties have been really bad.
Yeah.
Any more of the pass rush. Khalil Mack isn't being the same player he was the last 2 years either.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to see more
from
them.
Yeah, word. I didn't even hear no Bruce Irvin.
Yeah. So definitely need to see more from them. But this is a game against a beat-up Chiefs offensive line.
Yeah.
A team that's not going to throw the ball that far. I think they can really take some risks, send the house, and make a lot of interesting things happen. And because of that, I have the Raiders winning this one.
Yeah.
Moving on, a game that if you looked at this 3 weeks ago...
Andrew's going to hate us for that one.
I'm going to be fucking...
Fuck yeah!
Moving forward, we got a game that 3 weeks ago you wouldn't think would be that good, but it really is now, and a game that we could see in the playoffs again. We have Dan Quinn and the Falcons going against his former team, who used to be a DC four at Seattle.
Oh, man, every time these teams match up, surprisingly enough, Atlanta hold their own against them.
Mm-hmm.
They go to work. This game is another game that could lead to a shootout. Simply because Atlanta, man, you can't stop them from scoring.
Yeah.
They just put up points, like, yo, in different ways, man. Talvin Coleman could have a big game. Devontae Freeman could have a big game. Or it's going to be Julio. Like, who is it going to be, man? I don't know. You can't stop this team. Sneaky good. I'm going opposite. Give me Atlanta to win this one.
Oof.
Take advantage of this for the simple fact the offensive line is still something I'm more concerned about with the Seahawks. And like we saw last week, your boy Vic Beasley.
He's here.
He's here, man.
Finally.
And if he can do that again, no doubt in my mind Atlanta win this game.
Dan Quinn's starting to bring his players in. We criticized him before, but we're really starting to see these players like Keanu Neal and Vic Beasley. They're starting to add some tenacity that he had in Seattle. And he's building this mold, and this team looks night and day different from last year. So a lot of credit to him. Tevin Coleman is such a versatile player. He's pretty much their number two receiver when they put him out there, too. He's really good at catching the ball, runs crisp routes, and he's so fast after he has the ball in his hand. So.
And he didn't activate any of his sickle cell.
No. Yeah. You were saying that like he was a Digimon, like he could activate this. Anyways, yeah, no, so he didn't activate his sickle cell.
He did.
He
almost crossed me again.
Yeah, he really cooked. And I'm excited to see him go up. But I do have Seattle winning for the simple fact of Atlanta going to the West Coast. 12th man is always a hard place to play in. And also, Jimmy Graham's back. And I think that that's going to be a player to target in DFS while he's still a little bit
chilly. Yeah, I agree.
I love him in this matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be a closer game than people think, and I think a lot of people were going to bet the spread. I wouldn't do that. But I think Seattle ends up stealing this game in a really close one.
I mean, we can't forget, man. Remember Miami came down there, and they almost had one.
Yeah.
So Atlanta's a far better team than Miami, so I'm keeping that into consideration as well. So that's why I think Atlanta could definitely pull this out.
I think Julio's a monster game.
And I think for some reason, I think Atlanta always come ready to play for that chip because they got the chip on their shoulder because they know that every game they're going into so far this year, they've been the underdog.
Yeah.
And they know they're not the underdog.
They've been handling their business.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on, we got another good game. Dallas going to Green Bay.
Ah, man. This game's going to be good because Green Bay hasn't faced a team that's like this before yet this year. Dallas, they just love the ground game, and Green Bay really hasn't faced any an opponent that just really just runs the rock like that. I don't know what to expect from this game, but I'm definitely going to go with the home team, and I think Green Bay could win. They're very disciplined at home, and they're very consistent in winning the games and protecting their home field. I like Aaron Rodgers in this game. I think he can exploit that defensive, that secondary, and for Dallas, I don't know why teams haven't been doing it. I don't know who they got back there at stopping it. But give me some Green Bay in this one.
Yeah, definitely. And especially Jordy Nelson, too.
Yeah.
Definitely look at him because he's absolutely back, and he's really making a name for himself right now. So I like Jordy a lot in this game. I think Green Bay wins this as well.
Yeah, what's the issue with Cobb, man, with that neck injury? Is he good?
I don't know if he's going to play, but even frankly, he hasn't been that good even when he has been playing. I don't know what's been going on.
They called back the touchdown last week. He should have had one.
But still, he's not the player. 2 years ago, he was dominant.
Yeah.
2 years ago, he was like the top five fantasy receiver. He was a monster.
No, but I think if Cobb is good and ready to go in this game, I think he's going to be the man to target in this game for the simple fact he hasn't been in the end zone yet. And they were definitely targeting him heavy last week, and we saw that. So I think Cobb is going to be the one to get it.
Yeah, we'll see. Either way, I think that Green Bay has this game, and I like this Dallas team a lot, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think they're ready to go into Lambeau and steal a game like this with a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, but they have trouble facing quarterbacks that can move like Dak.
Yeah, no, they do. Look, I don't think this is going to be a blowout, but I think Green Bay is definitely going to win.
Yeah, for sure.
No way
Green
Dallas
Bay.
Can keep up with Green Bay's passing attack.
Yeah, man. And then you're going to start hearing talks about bringing Tony Romo because the ass kicking they going to get.
Jerry Jones is going to put him in. Stupid. So
yeah,
stupid.
Man.
All right, Sunday night game, fucking awful game. We have Indianapolis at Houston.
Oh, man. This game is going to be it's a tough game to call, but I definitely like Houston's defense. So I'm sticking with I'm gonna go with Houston on this one, man. Indiana should have lost last week's game, but Luck put it on his shoulders and he did what he did, and T.Y. was the one to help him out with that one, per usual. So, but I'm going with Houston in this one. They coming back from a bad loss last week, so I think they bounce back at home. They do what they do at home, and I like Lamar Miller in this matchup a lot.
I don't like Lamar Miller at all.
I think he should get in the end zone this week.
He should be. He should be a better player because he looks awful. Same thing with Brock, too. Those two players have looked really bad. And the return so far has not been encouraging. If you're a Texans fan, it sucks because the receivers are really good. But
yeah.
Right now, they're just not doing them any favors. I mean, some of the throws Brock was missing last week were just ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
He was so inaccurate. Look, Fitz threw 6 picks a few weeks ago, and this might have been a worse game. Like,
mm-hmm.
just, like, in terms of, like, sheer, like, just nowhere close. Just, like Fitz was throwing, when he threw those 6 picks, they were in the vicinity of the receiver, just, like,
mm-hmm.
the people were covered. Brock was missing these players by 10, 15 yards. He's not in sync at all. He's getting frustrated,
yeah.
throwing tablets. He just looked all out of sorts.
Yeah, man. Hopkins got, like, a garbage time.
Yeah.
TDs.
He did. You know, this is a real gut check time for the Texans because they're in a division where it's still
for
not
sure.
too late. They have a lot of talent on this team, but they need
yeah,
to start turning it up on offense.
Honestly, now that you said that about the division, I've been seeing articles about Titans possibly winning this division.
Titans aren't winning the division.
I've definitely seen articles about that.
It's going to be unfortunate because we're going to see the Colts probably win this division with like
zero defense. Unfortunate. It's not unfortunate.
Yes, it is.
It's the Colts, and it's Andrew Luck.
The Colts are one of the worst constructed rosters. One of the worst constructed rosters in the NFL. They don't deserve to be in the
playoffs.
Doesn't
matter.
They have two good players, and the rest of the rosters is awful.
I agree totally.
So, having said that, despite having two good players and two really good players, I think there's so much talent in the Texans roster that they're going to pull this one off. I think DeAndre's finally back. I like him this matchup. I think Will Fuller as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them have a touchdown
and
as well.
You can't see Lamar Miller just going ham on that old linebacker core.
We'll see, man. I don't trust Lamar Miller anymore after that Patriots game. I'm done with him.
So, finito.
Yeah, I'm never putting him in another lineup again. But yeah, I have the Texans winning this one in a very ugly Sunday night game.
Okay.
Oof. And then we got Monday night.
Monday night.
I'm not even excited. We're the Jets at Arizona.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare yourself. Get your popcorn and your blankies ready.
Yeah.
Cody's about to go on the rant.
This is at the point where the Jets are 1-4. They're going against a team that looks hurt and looks like banged up. Carson will be back. This is a team that lost to the Bills, got blown out by the Bills, lost to the Rams, lost to the, Seahawks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're just losing a bunch of games. They're not that talented on offense. They're aging a little bit. They have Larry Fitzgerald, who's resurgent. David Johnson's been great, but Carson's a shell of himself. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, this team's better than the Jets right now, and they're home. I want to say that the Jets are going to be competitive and pull it off. They did just lose Eric Decker for the season, so
we're going to
see a lot more Quincy and
Moore. That got to hurt, man. Yeah.
But right now, this matchup, Chandler Jones has just added a new element to this
defense.
I bought
my fiance a damn Decker jersey, too, man.
Yeah.
About to return it.
You should have bought it this week.
And we're going to a game in November. Damn. What the heck?
Yeah. You might want to sell those tickets.
Oh, damn, Cody. Yeah. You feeling like that?
He gets a Patriots.
Damn, I can't even step on your heart, man.
Yeah, I'm broken. I'm broken right now. That's what 1-4 will do to you.
Look,
there's nothing we can do right now as a Jets fan. Chandler Jones is making this defense so much better. Whoa. The secondary is a bunch of ball hawks right now with Patrick Peterson
and
the Honey Badger too, I think, and Marcus Cooper. Who was his name? Marcus Cooper was picking off three passes and getting traded after week two. This is a kind of matchup you hate it if you're rooting for Fitz. And frankly, I'm back on it, putting Eugene, Cyril, Smith, III. I want to see Gino play with this team.
He already burnt that cape. That cape is off. Ain't no bringing it out.
It's back.
Ain't no reviving.
Made a new cape.
It's not the same. It's dingy.
It's back. Because I think this is a game where we're going to see Fitz through two, maybe three interceptions. If that's the case, Bulls has pulled the plug. Because I'm losing faith in the top Bulls right now, too. I never thought I would say that because I love him. He's from New Jersey.
Him and that damn smirk, man.
Yeah. But he doesn't do in-game adjustments. He loses that game against the Steelers.
Yeah.
Well, we were really moving on their defense.
We were really
moving on their defense.
It was a winnable game.
We were up at halftime. So, I like some of these players, but right now we're out of sorts. I don't want us to fire Bowles, but I really hope he can start adjusting. It hurts, too, because we almost hired Dan Quinn, but instead we hired Todd Bowles, and Dan Quinn's team is balling.
Yeah.
We are not. I think that Arizona is going to really cook on us. I don't love a lot of players in Arizona's offense.
I think a player that could take advantage is John Brown. And we haven't seen Michael Floyd yet. He's been pressing.
The Cardinals haven't seen him either.
Yeah, man. They came out and said he's been pressing the issues. And those are the type of players you want to target. The players where the coaches come out and say something publicly about them because they don't like that fire underneath them.
That's Arian style, though, too. I like John Brown a lot in this game. I think it's a good pick. I think these fast receivers have killed the Jets literally every week. AJ Green, Marquise Goodwin had a huge touchdown. Sammy Coates has destroyed us. He's still catching touchdowns.
Man.
I think John Brown's going to be good for this. So, having said that,
and then DJ
breaking my heart, going to be 1-5.
How do you think DJ is going to fare against the defense? Because y'all got a good
rush defense. Rush defense is top three. So, we're going to be good for that. And he's going to be contained. Don't take him. But all systems go for passing. Jets are going to be 1-5. I'm going to be depressed. I don't know, man.
It's not even fun
anymore.
Yeah. There you have it, folks, man. So that wraps up our week 6 picks.
Appreciate it. This is Cody.
This is Carl.
And be sure to rate, subscribe, and we'll get back with you guys soon.
Of course. Let's get it.
All right. Now I'm getting brain from your wifey. You need a pass just to come round. I need that rolling face bust down. Trying to chill because it's Ramadan, but I kill these niggas when that sun down. I ain't cool unless a gun round. You can lose your life over 1 pound. Take my time in the trap stress, and I'm bagging up in a rush now. Fuck what you thought. This not LA, so we ain't driving by. We going to pull up and park. Catch you at the light, make it get dark. In the night with bitches taking it off. I'm just trying to get my cake up. My bitch bad with no makeup. Gunning for you, got a hungry lawyer. Go up in the court and chew the case up. Bully probably pull a Rafe up. I've been thinking about that ghost shit. I'm retarded when it come to cops. On my mama, I don't know shit. On my mama, I done sold nicks. Not a liar, never sold bricks. If they raid the crib, nigga, don't snitch. Everybody.